It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And
there goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's with us now. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and it's great to have you back. And let's get to some of the music you brought us. You wanted us to hear the LA artist Pegasus Warning. This is Building a Bridge.
By the light of the moon, I can see that your heart has been revealed to me. No shame in the game when you place the blame. When you hide, don't say what you mean to say to me. Like I'm drowning in a ocean, deeper than an ocean. You think I like devotion? That's just trouble.
Well, tell us about Pegasus Warning.
Pegasus Warning is Guillermo E. Brown, originally from New York City and part of the free jazz movement out there as a percussionist and drummer. And he's now based in L.A., and your listeners might have seen him on the Late Late Show with James Corden. He's in the house band known as Karen, which is MD'd musically directed by Reggie Watts. And I know Pegasus Warning as a jazz drummer, but when he dropped this EP entitled PWEP2, I didn't know that he was a vocalist, singer, songwriter, and a performer. And also a little interesting fact, I didn't know this about him, that he was also an NYU professor teaching Afrofuturism and experimental music. So really interesting cat.
Interesting guy. And what caught your attention about this song?
I think it was the catchy hook. It's sexy and it's driving and you don't know where he's going with it. The great thing about this EP is that it doesn't stick to one genre per se, but he explores experimental music and dance music and just soul music. There's something organic about Pegasus Warning.
Okay, well, up next we have Brookzill. This is Suadade Songbook featuring Count Bass D.
To the essence, no need to question. Same melancholy of resurrection. Entrada and intro, now grip the halo. This is the glory, a never ending story. Ashe Baba, Hotep Senep. Amen, Yamain, Yo Canto, Yo Saint. Ashe Baba, Hotep Senep. Amen, Yamain, Yo Canto, Yo Saint. Vamos dançar, celebrar no respeito. No need for sorrow, in mirrors I see you. Entrada and intro, all praises due. My praise to you, now begin life anew.
What a great sound there. And it's interesting also that you hear the English. And is that Portuguese?
That's correct. Brookzill is actually an interesting play off the name of Brooklyn and Brazil coming together under the moniker Brookzill. Suidade Songbook also features Count Bass D on the vocals. It's composed of Ladybug Mecca, who you might know from the Grammy Award winning group Digable Planets. Legendary De La Soul producer Prince Paul's behind this, and alongside the Brazilian rapper MC Rodrigo Brandão, who's out of Sambalo. And they come together and they like to describe their sound as a throwback to the future. And what I love about this song specifically is that they sample one of my favorite Brazilian songs from Eli Carmargo. And the song is called Daeras. And I love the way Prince Paul flips the beats in a more modern day. Kind of, you can bob your head to it, walk down Brooklyn, enjoying the sun. It's got that vibe, you know?
Yeah, and now I think that living in Brooklyn is not even the hippest thing anymore. Now it's all about Brookzill. That's the
exactly.
New, that's where all the hipsters are moving to now. Well, Anthony, from Brazilian fusion rap to a very different sound, this is the New York group Onyx Collective with I Can See the Rain Clearly Now.
Thank you.
I love that. And you have taken us to a very different place than we were just a moment ago.
Isn't that what music should do? Do you want to stay in the same place? Don't you want to travel through music?
Not.
You
know? No.
Well, these kids are out of New York, and I call it the Kumasi Washington effect, where now you see a younger audience embracing the sounds of jazz music. And the skate brand Supreme put this out, and which is interesting because they're a skate brand, but I love that they're fusing the skate culture with jazz music. And one of the great quotes about this band is from Fader Mag that said that Onyx Collective is injecting jazz cool into New York City's downtown scene. And I dig that.
All right, well, awesome. And let's go from New York to the Japan-born jazz artist Takuya Kuroda. This is Think Twice featuring Antibalas. Tell us about this one.
Takuya Kuroda is out of Kobe, Japan. He left to pursue music, settled in Brooklyn, Brookzilla, apparently now that it's called. I met him. He was touring with Jose James, who's an amazing jazz vocalist. And he flipped this track, which is a Donald Byrd jazz classic, which is great to get folks on the dance floor with some jazz music. Teamed up with Antibalas, and he came to New York to study jazz music at the New York's New School. And now he dropped this incredible record called Zigzagger. And what I appreciate is that the title reflects how we proceed through life. A lot of times you have to zigzag, move left and right. And it's funny because when I listened to this record specifically, that song, there's a lot of moving left to the right. There's a lot of traveling. So, yeah.
This is the first of two selections that you brought us that come from artists born in Japan. Is there a lot of music coming out of Japan right now that you're seeing?
Incredible sounds coming out of Japan. I feel like they listen to what we're doing here in LA, and then they become a reflection. And a lot of times they tweak things, and they have this aesthetic. There's an appreciation. I've had the opportunity of DJing in Japan, and I can play a jazz record, and the kids will go crazy. I can't do that in LA. They love the music that we create, and I love the music that they create. And so there's definitely an incredible bridge between Japan and Los Angeles.
All right, well, let's get to the other Japan song you've got for us. This is Starro. It's called Kaku Renbo featuring Chara. There's the sexy sound that Anthony Valadez is known for.
I wish. That'd be great.
Well, tell us about this one.
Starro left Tokyo, and you know, one of the great bridges between LA and Japan is the internet. And this is a great example of an artist who utilized the internet, developed a fan base through the internet, and came to LA. And I did a show with him recently. KCRW did a show with him recently. And, you know, he had his audience there, and he was surprised that he had folks who love and appreciate his sounds despite living so far away. And he draws inspiration from the likes of Stevie Wonder, Sly Stone, and Bill Evans. And what I feel like is he is Sly Stone 2016. He really funks things up.
Well, and actually on his SoundCloud page, it says he's a producer / multi-instrumentalist fusing beats with jazz, R&B, soul, chill, emotion, and love. So he puts a lot into it.
And you can feel it. And that's why I love his music. And that's why I support him on KCRW.
Anthony Valadez of KCRW joining us from Santa Monica. Anthony, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great day.
You too. And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.